Yutet Mishne Gimel. Machisim et hakotan bein lefnei mila bein la'at amila. You're allowed to wash the tinok before or after the mila. And how do you do it? The zafal of the yad of the kli. You make a certain shina, you pour the water from with your hands and not with the kli. It says, once again, any shina that one can make, one should make. Now this is talking about that which you have to make with the shina, is talking about 3 days before the mila. But at the time of the mila, everything is permitted. The Gemara, one is allowed to heat up water after the mila to wash off the day was considered the pikuach nefesh, to give a hot bath or whatever to the baby after the meal. Today the Rambam says that medically it is not necessary, and therefore one is not allowed to be mechal shabbos for that. Now the laws of Ben Azari Oimer Machitim as Hakotin Bayim Hashlish and Shecholios the Shabbos. The third day of his meal came out on Shabbos. You're allowed to wash him even with water that was heated up on Shabbos. So considered Tachanos Nefoshes, as we mentioned before. This is Medin in the Mishnah. Shenem Abayi Bayim Hashlish Biyosim Hakoyavim. On the third day, they were in pain. Yeah, many Rishonim hold it's not back to the third day, it's in the first and second. The only ones that hold it is after the third day, it's not because he's in more pain than the third day, just after 3 days of pain, the body is weakened. Sofik v'andreginet in mechalmas ha-shabbos. He's a Sofik, if he's a baby that is a stillborn or alive baby. In those days, a child that was born at 8 months old, baby would not survive. And it's not clear if it wasn't 8 months, a little bit more. L'maisa, since it's a suffix if it's alive, you're not allowed to do the brit on Shabbos. Androgynous is that it's not clear. He has both male and female organs, and therefore you cannot be mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matav androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda has a special exercitative. He mo kol zocher, every zocher, including the androgynous that has both zocher and the kever. Yeah, l'maisa, we don't talk now, we talk in its also. An important thing to know, another case which is not day for Shabbos, if it was a cesarean, if it was Yitzhak Doshan, not day for Shabbos. So even if the child was born on Shabbos, was born through a cesarean, his bris mila will not be on the next Shabbos.